Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I'm Father Matt Siminar, and I'm happy to be able to celebrate the Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day for your Sunday obligation. Give peace, O Lord, to those who wait for you. Hear the prayers of your servants and guide us in the way of justice. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Dear brothers and sisters, as we gather together this day, I'll be saying the prayers for the preservation of peace and justice. And let us prepare our hearts now to receive our Lord as we seek forgiveness for those times when we have failed to love God and one another. Lord Jesus, you were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You plead for us at the right hand of the Father. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
And may Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, who show a father's care for all, grant in your mercy that the members of the human race to whom you have given a single origin, may form in peace a single family, and always be united by a fraternal spirit. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the letter of St. James. Come now, you rich, weep and wail over your impending miseries. Your wealth has rotted away. Your clothes have become moth-eaten. Your gold and silver have corroded, and that corrosion will be a testimony against you. It will devour your flesh like a fire. You have stored up treasure for the last days. Behold, the wages you withheld from the workers who harvested your fields are crying aloud, and the cries of the harvesters have reached the ears of the Lord of hosts. You have lived on earth in luxury and pleasure. You have fattened your hearts for the day of slaughter. You have condemned. You have murdered the righteous one. He offers you no resistance. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Blessed are the poor in spirit. The kingdom of heaven is theirs.
Blessed are the poor in spirit. The kingdom of heaven is theirs.
This is the way of those who trust is folly, the end of those contented with their lot. Like sheep, they are herded into the netherworld. Death is their shepherd, and the upright rule over them. Blessed are the poor in spirit. The kingdom of heaven is theirs. Quickly their form is consumed. The netherworld is their palace. But God will redeem me from the power of the netherworld by receiving me. Blessed are the poor in spirit. The kingdom of heaven is theirs. Fear not when a man grows rich, when the wealth of his house becomes great. For when he dies, he shall take none of it. His wealth shall not follow him down.
Blessed are the poor in spirit. The kingdom of heaven is theirs.
Though in his lifetime he counted himself blessed, they will praise you for doing well for yourself. He shall join the circle of his forbearers, who shall never see the light.
Blessed are the poor. poor in spirit, the kingdom of heaven is theirs.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Receive the word of God, not as the word of men, but as it truly is the word of God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Anyone who gives you a cup of water to drink, because you belong to Christ, amen, I say to you, will surely not lose his reward. Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a great millstone were put around his neck and he were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life maimed than with two hands to go into Gehenna, into the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life crippled than with two feet to be thrown into Gehenna. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. Better for you to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than with two eyes to be thrown into Gehenna, where their worms does not die, and the fire is not quenched. Everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if salt becomes insipid, with what will you restore its flavor? Keep salt in yourselves, and you will have peace with one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, now, isn't that just a wonderful, special gospel reading today? And so I'm really going to focus on our first reading instead from St. James. A couple of days ago in my homily, I shared with the people, if you get the chance, sit down and read the letter of St. James. It's only 5 chapters long. And so to help understand today's reading about wealth, you need to look back at yesterday's reading. And you're all saying, that's pretty cool. What does yesterday's reading talk about? Well, yesterday, James was reminding the people listening and reading the letter that our lives are not about me. I am not the center of the world. Basically, he puts it so beautifully, yesterday, you are like a puff of smoke. You're here one moment and then you're gone the next. And so stop making yourself the center of your world. Rather, put God at the center of your world. He puts it so beautifully, if God wills it, then this is what I shall do. You know, we always think we're in charge of our lives, and to some extent we are. We can say when we want to get up, when we go to bed, what we want to eat, what we want to wear, where we want to live, the people in our lives, but ultimately God has the final word. And so when we take God out of the center of our lives and put ourselves at the center, then our lives go amok. And today, if we put money, gold, silver at the center of our lives instead of God, well, then our lives go amok. And it can be said about anything. You know, if we put alcohol, drugs, sex, whatever it may be as a center of our lives and take God out of the center, then our lives go amok. And not only our lives, but the lives of everybody else around us. Just turn on the evening news. See what's going on in the world with the senseless violence, attacks, wars. All because God has been taken out of the center of our lives. But as soon as we put God back into the center of our lives and live our lives doing God's will, doing the commands of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that's where we get true peace. That's where we get justice. That's where life becomes harmonious again. Even if it's topsy-turvy around us, that's where we find true peace and happiness, by having God and our Lord at the center of our lives, and everything else flows out of it. Is it easy to do? Of course not. We're humans. We got pride. We got our evil vices that are always plaguing us. But it is possible. Just look at the lives of the saints. If they could do it, so can we. And so, my friends, as we celebrate this Mass today, let us keep focusing our hearts and our lives on God. And actually, here's a good reading to read, you know, as we approach Lent next week with Ash Wednesday. Reread this passage as you prepare, well, actually read the whole letter, as you prepare to enter into the season of Advent, spiritual renewal, Lent. As you prepare to enter Lent, use this letter as a way of spiritually renewing yourself and putting God back at the center. And so as we celebrate this Mass, let us thank God for being the center of our lives. Let us thank the Lord for being a center of our lives. But also, too, let us ask the Holy Spirit to enter into our hearts, to help us to refocus our lives, loving and serving God and one another.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
I invite you to please stand. And trusting in God's love for us, let us now lift up our prayers for our needs and the needs of the world.
For our Holy Father and all priests, that they continue to be strong in the defense of the Catholic faith in a secular world, and for an increase in vocations to the priesthood and religious life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the Church, that as we prepare for this upcoming Lenten season, we will strive to grow in holiness and in becoming authentic witnesses to the mercy of Jesus, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For leaders of all nations, that they will be guided by the Holy Spirit in their decisions. For the sake of peace and respect for the dignity of all human life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who have been victims of violence, that they may be enfolded in God's loving care and healed from both physical and emotional scars, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who have died, especially for the repose of the soul of Mike Riley, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our Saint Joseph, Saint Gabriel, Saint Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And at this Mass, let us also lift up the people of the Ukraine for a peaceful resolve for them. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, to you we lift up our prayers, those spoken and those within the silence of our hearts. We ask you to answer them through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
By the mystery of this water and wine, we become to share an opinion of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Humble spirit and contrary heart, may be accepted by you, O Lord, and may your sacrifice sake this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Wash, O Lord, my iniquities and cleanse me from all my sins. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands
for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
May the saving sacrifice of your Son, the King of Peace, offered under sacramental signs that signify peace and unity, strengthen, we pray, O Lord, concord among all your children. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For in goodness you created man, and when he was justly condemned, in mercy you redeemed him through Christ our Lord. Through him the angels praise your majesty, dominions adore and powers tremble before you. Heaven and the virtues of heaven and the blessed seraphim worship together with exaltation. May our voices, we pray, join with theirs in humble praise as we acclaim: Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity together with Francis our Pope, David our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always,
and with your spirit.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
May the body of Christ keep me safe for eternal life. May the blood of Christ keep me safe for eternal life.
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. And for those of you watching or listening, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints. Thank you.
let us pray. Bestow on us, we pray, O Lord, the spirit of charity, so that sustained by the body and blood of your only begotten Son, we may be effective in nurturing among all the peace that he has left us, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Mass here on Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at noon Central. Also, be sure to join Father Rocky tonight at 7 p.m. Central for the Family Rosary Across America. And coming up next, please join Cale Clark for the Faith Explained. And the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And this Mass is ended. Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. And now we'll say the prayer to Our Lady of Good Health. O Lady of Good Health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of trouble and woe. As in past centuries, when you have interceded to end contagious diseases, we implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear in our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, to be courageous and generous in offering assistance to others, and to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with RelevantRadio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.
I love your show. Big fan. My wife teases me that you're my hero.
Here I come to save the day.
But, she sounds like a nice lady.
She is. I love her. But I am a little disappointed in your talk about UFOs. But first off, let me just get into...
Now I'm not your hero anymore?
No.
How will I ever bear...
You're my hero.
Okay.
You're still my hero, Patrick.
Okay.
Patrick Madrid.
Oh, goody!
8 a.m. Central on Relevant Radio.